Thank you so much for joining me today on Just Praise Him Radio. I'm your host, Glenda Lomax, and my job is to inspire you to a closer walk with Christ. Now here's the show. Believers, welcome to the Just Praise Him radio program. I'm your host, Glenda Lomax, and I don't have a title for my message today. As I'm starting this, it's late at night on Thursday, January 17, 2019. I've been praying all week for a podcast, and I did not get a podcast, and I was sitting here thinking about that a minute ago, and I started to get a prophetic word for somebody, and that makes me believe that this week is supposed to be an all prophetic show. So here we go. There's a man named Mike. You're up for a promotion at work. And there's something about that promotion that your wife is against. She doesn't really want you to get that promotion. But the Lord wants you to know that there is somewhere He is trying to take you through that promotion. And that everything will settle down after you get it, as far as at home. Take a deep breath. Be confident. And go for it. Cat, Kathy, or Kathleen. I see some kind of medical issue with you. I don't know if it's in your abdominal area or your female organ area or something like that in the, you know, lower part of your abdominal area. I see it's a fairly serious issue. The Lord wants you to know that that is an attack from Satan, and He wants you to fight it. Go into spiritual warfare. Declare you are healed by the stripes of Jesus. Put that under the blood of Jesus, and He's going to heal you. Michael. You are a man who goes by Michael, not Mike, not Mikey, but Michael. You are facing a serious situation in your life. There's some conflict over this situation. The Lord wants you to know that situation's going to be okay. He wants you to turn it over to Him, and He wants you to give Him praise for a good outcome. And let Him determine the outcome. Don't try to influence it one way or the other. Just give it to Him. He has a purpose. Mary, you've been ill lately. I think maybe with the flu or something like that. The Lord wants you to know, because you were believing not to get sick. The Lord wants you to know that through that illness and keeping you away from places like work and places like that, He actually was protecting you from something else, from some kind of danger that you were in. He says to tell you that you can count on Him to protect you like that whenever you need protection. And praise Him for protecting you. Lucy or Lucille. You have got an undiagnosed medical condition that you do not realize that you have, and you don't have very long left on the earth. The Lord says to set your house in order, and He said there's a person that you have a grudge against. It's a very big grudge, and He wants you to make that right. He wants you to go to that person and ask forgiveness, and He wants you to forgive them. Ask forgiveness for having a grudge against them. He wants you to set that right, because you're not going to be on the earth very much longer. Get your house in order. Get everything in order. All your paperwork, everything. A name that sounds like maybe Miguel. Miguel. You need to be on guard against driving too fast. You are in danger of having a very, very serious car accident. You need to slow down. And you need to be constantly aware of what the other cars around you are doing. I believe that the Lord has shown me that Satan has issued an assignment against you for a car accident that will kill you. So you need to be hyper aware, like really, really aware, and slow down. Lawrence or Larry. You think that the Lord does not notice you, but the Lord wants you to know that He has seen your faithfulness, sir. He has seen your faithfulness, and He is very pleased with your faithfulness. And He said you have great rewards stored up for you. And if you would like to have some of them while you're still on the earth, ask for what you would like now. Ask Him for what you want. And any time that the Lord says, ask me for what you want, that means he's going to answer that. He's going to give that to you. The Lord's presence came into my house in 1998. It was the spring of 1998. And I was about to enter the wilderness and had not gone in yet. Didn't even know anything about the wilderness at all. Was in Sayre, Oklahoma. Was living on my teeny tiny savings that I had and not knowing what was going to happen after that. And the Lord's presence came into my house. And I heard him say, what would you like me to do for you? And I was like, wow. And you know, I was brand new in the walk. I'd been in the walk like a year and a half or something. And all I could think of to ask for was the anointing on my writing and on my voice for when I'd speak or sing. Because back then I would sing some. And so I asked for that. And he delivered it right away. And of course, I couldn't see the results of it back then because I was so new in the walk and I wasn't in ministry or anything like that. But he delivered it. So when he says, what would you have me to do for you? That means he's going to give you something. That means that you have earned some kind of reward and he's going to give it to you. John, you are facing a perplexing problem. The Lord's calling it a perplexing problem. You're not sure what to do about this problem. The Lord says, if you will just lay it on the altar before him, he will work that knotty problem out for you and you won't have to do anything. Let him work it out. He's going to carry that burden for you, and he's going to take care of all of it for you. I think it may have to do with money, I'm not sure, but he's going to solve that whole problem for you. He said there is something he's going to ask you to do in return for him, and he wants you to do that. Maurice, I see something very special about your eyes, Maurice. I think you may be a seer. Yes, the Lord has called you. There's a calling on your life, and I believe it is to be a seer. You're going to begin to receive end times vision soon. The Lord says, write them down, and write them down in detail. And he said, when I start to give you a vision, stop what you're doing, write it down, and sit before me until after it is finished, because I may speak to you afterwards. He's going to tell you how to release these to his people. And you're also going to be writing a book about them. Not too far in the future. I think possibly in the next year. For anyone who's not familiar with the prophetic shows like this, how you know if one of the words is for you is if when you hear the word, if you feel like God is speaking directly to you, then it doesn't matter whose name is on the beginning of that word is for you too. Just take it and run with it. Cicely or Cecilia. There is an illness that has been assigned against you that's going to be showing up soon. The Lord said, pay heed to your health right now. Start building up your health and your immunity so you can fight this thing off. It is some kind of an illness that, I don't want to say it cripples you, but it definitely changes your ability to do things. But what he's showing me is if you will start to work on your health now, like with nutritional things, nutritional supplements, the right diet, like nutritional food, that you will be able to fend it off. So it may be something that's caused by some kind of nutritional deficiency. I can't tell. William or Bill? You have been fooling around with a woman that is not your wife. And the Lord said, stop it. And stop it now. You know better. You knew not to do this. You did it out of defiance. You're angry about something. It has something to do with your wife. You're angry about it, and you're doing it out of defiance and rebellion. Rebellion always brings a curse. The Lord said, if you do not stop it, if you continue on this path of rebellion, you are going to be involved in, there's some type of accident. I'm not going to say it's an auto accident because I'm not seeing an automobile. Some kind of an accident that is going to bring you very near death or take your life. I can't tell for sure which. It is a grave accident. If it doesn't kill you, it will cripple you so bad you will just pretty much wish it did. You need to stop that affair right now, sir. The Lord is very displeased with that rebellion and with that adulterous affair. And he said, you're actually hurting the young lady that you're involved with too, because she really cares about you. D, Daniel or Dan or Danny. You are in some kind of situation when you're kind of trapped. I don't know if it's a relationship or what, and you're not sure what to do. The Lord says you have hurt some people and not made it right. And He will open a door for you from that situation, but you need to go back and make amends for whatever it is that you've done to these people. And He said you know who they are and what you've done. And He said that you must truly repent for doing this to Him and turn away from hurting people in whatever way that was. Lyndon, I see you building something like a house or a building of some sort, but it's not anywhere near completion. And I see you building alone. And the Lord said that the reason that you're struggling with that and you have not been able to make much progress is because He is not in what you are doing. You have taken off on this thing by yourself. You did not consult Him and wait for an answer. And He said, you can continue to build if you want, but it will be a long, laborious process because He is not in what you are doing. It is not His will what you are doing. Robert or Bobby, I see some drinking going on in your life, and it looks like at a strip club. From what I'm seeing, it looks like a strip club atmosphere. And the Lord wants you to know that He sees what you're doing, and you already know that that is very displeasing to Him, and He wants you to stop it. He said every time you go in there, you are losing blessings, and you are causing your own downfall by what you're doing. You know that you're doing wrong. There's a woman in the place you go, or one of the places you go, that's after you. And you like the attention, but the Lord said that's a real bad situation for you to get yourself into, especially with that particular woman, and that those places are filled with demons. The longer you go, the worse it will be. And He says, if you do get involved with that woman, you will wish that you had not. Cassie or Cassandra, I hear music around you and I see flowers. And it seems like you're a real happy person. There's an event that's about to take place in your life. I think you're going to lose someone that's close to you. And it's going to be very difficult for you. And the Lord wants you to know before that happens that He is with you and He will walk every step of that journey with you, and not to be afraid. Quint or Clint or Clinton, you are a man of the land and you have a very singular way of looking at things. The Lord said He's been trying to tell you something. He's been trying to guide you into something, but you're not hearing Him because you have such a set way of looking at things. And He wants you to open your mind more because He's trying to talk to you through your spirit, but you're so afraid of appearing ridiculous if anyone were to find out that you could hear Him, that people would think you were crazy, that you can't hear Him. The truth is you are hearing Him, but you don't want to admit that it's Him. You don't have to tell anybody else, as far as that goes. Oh, He said, yeah, you will, because where He's trying to guide you will involve other people. But He said it'll be worth it. If you'll just listen, it'll be worth it. He'll make it worth it. And He said, if you continue on your path the way you're going now with your very set way of looking at everything, you're a man who knows who He is, and that's not a bad thing. But if we get real stubborn and set in our ways, we can't hear God. And it will cost us blessings. But He said, if you continue on that path in that very set way, that the path's going to hit a dead end. It's not going to take you where you think it's going to take you. He's trying to take you higher. He's trying to take you into a place of more and more abundance and greater possibilities. Lori or Lorraine, you've had a pain recently in your like your abdominal area, I think like around your navel area, and you thought that it probably wasn't anything important, the Lord said, go to the doctor. You need to have that checked out. That it is something important. You need to have it checked out. It's not anything horrible, but it needs to be fixed, or it's really going to cause you some problems. Phil or Philip, you are about to or have just come into some money, like some inheritance or something like that. And you're really excited about it and you're ready to spend it and just do all these wild and crazy things. The Lord said, stop, take a breath, and use wisdom. He said, there are things coming in your future that you don't know are coming, and you are going to need over half of that money for what is coming. Do not go blow it. He said, do not go blow it. You're going to be in a very, very bad situation if you just go blow that money like what you're planning to do. He said, it's time to be an adult. You're pretty young. It is time to step up to the plate and be an adult and not be crazy with this. He's trying to save you a lot of heartache, okay? Jimmy, I see a lot of loneliness in your life. You really desire someone like a mate, someone to be with you, someone for companionship. But I see you walking alone for a while longer. The Lord said, if you will just give that to Him, that He will help you prepare and be ready to receive the mate that you're asking for. He said, if you will seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, that all those things will be added to you. And that's your scripture to stand on. And then He will bring you someone. But it will be the right someone. Someone that goes by the nickname Doc. You're involved in drugs. It's part of the reason that you have that nickname, isn't it? The Lord said, if you don't change your path, you're probably not even hearing this podcast because you're listening. You're probably hearing it at somebody else's house. If you do not change your path, Doc, and stop doing the drugs and give your life to Him, you are going to die of an overdose, and you don't have very long before that will happen. So if you're going to keep doing the drugs, you need to get your house in order and your paperwork in order and leave everything as you want it left when you die, because you're going to die of an overdose if you don't give the drugs up and give your life to Jesus. And if that happens, He said, it won't be the angels who come get you when you die. He is warning you out of His mercy, Doc. He's warning you out of His mercy. He's such a merciful God. But we each make our own choice whether we receive His mercy and do what He says, or we turn and go our own way. But if you go your own way, He's telling you what's going to happen, and He's trying to save you from it. And you don't have to wait until you're perfect to give Him your heart. You just have to say, okay, I'm yours. What do you want me to do? I believe in you. Lil. You are quite the personality, Miss Lil. Your life is about to change, Lil, but not for the better. It's a complicated situation, and He's not given me a lot of detail, and it's the change is not very far off. Simplify. Simplify everything that you can. Start thinking more and talking less. Become observant of what is going on around you. That's going to be very important. He's not telling me why. Wayne, you have a comfortable life and you're pretty content with everything. But there were some dreams that you never got to realize. Some things and some people got in the way. The Lord is saying one of those dreams can still come true. And that if you will seek His face about it, He will show you which one and how to make it come true. He wants to do this for you because He says that you have served Him faithfully. And He said He wants you to know that no sacrifice that you have made has gone unnoticed by Him. And that He loves you just like He loves everybody else. You've had some doubts about that. You are very, very precious in His eyes. Lynn, He wants to take you higher. He wants you to come to Him more often. He wants you to spend more time in prayer. There is something He wants to show you. You're going up another level, but He requires this of you. He wants more of your time in prayer, and He said He wants it in the mornings. I don't know why that makes a difference, but He said He wants it in the mornings. He wants you to pray for a considerable amount of time in the mornings. He will show you how much time. Ross, you have been studying end times things for a while, but there's a piece of the puzzle missing and you can't figure out this one thing. The Lord says to tell you the answer is in the book of Daniel. And He said there's a clue to it in Isaiah. I have no idea what it is that you're seeking, so that's all I'm seeing. Okay, that's all I've got for you guys tonight. At least we got some kind of podcast. Thanks for listening. Jesus bless you. Y'all have a great week. And by the way, please do not email me and ask me if any of those words were for you, because you're the only one who knows if any of them were for you. If you feel like God was speaking to you, then that means that word was for you, whether it had your name on it or whosever name was on it. If you felt like God was speaking to you, then God was speaking to you through that word. That's how you know. Y'all have a great week. Thank you so much for tuning in today to Just Praise Him Radio. You can contact me by mail at my new address, JPH Inc., Glenda Lomax, P.O. Box 60, Glencoe, Arkansas 72539, or by email at jphtoday@gmail.com. JPH is not affiliated with any nonprofit organization, church, or denomination. Have you ever gone through a time in your life where suddenly it just felt like your whole life was falling apart? I call these experiences the wilderness experiences. Wilderness experiences are a time of great uncertainty and change. There are times when our faith is tried and refined. After many experiences, the Lord spoke to me to write The Wilderness Companion, which is a virtual roadmap through the desert times of your life. Find out why you've been led to the wilderness. Find out what the biggest hindrance is to receiving provision in the wilderness. Find out what the seven temptations of the wilderness are. Drastically cut the time you spend in the wilderness by learning how to partner with the Lord instead of working against Him. Every Christian needs to read The Wilderness Companion. It's by Glenda Lomax, and it's available on Amazon.com or wingsofprophecy.com. Amazon.com, The Wilderness Companion by Glenda Lomax. Have you heard? The 2016 and 2017 messages have been published in book form. Even those who do not profess a belief in God can see something is amiss in the world around us. What is coming for our world in these last days? What does the Lord want us doing while we're waiting for His glorious reappearance? Time of Reckoning and Soon It Will Be Night each contain approximately 200 prophetic messages and visions from the throne room of God telling what is coming to America and the world in these end times. The Lord has always warned nations when they were headed for destruction. He has always warned His own people. Are we also being warned? Get your copy of Time of Reckoning and Soon It Will Be Night, available now on Amazon.com. Do you know someone who is going through a wilderness season right now? Have you heard about the Wilderness Companion Study Guide? It's a workbook with 41 lessons, including new stories from the wilderness and questions to help you work through your own wilderness experience. Read each lesson, then complete the questions to apply the lesson to your own wilderness experience. Get your copy of the Wilderness Companion Study Guide today and get one for a friend. Available now on Amazon.com. The Wilderness Companion Study Guide by Glenda Lomax. Available on Amazon.com. If you ask anyone you know what the most difficult experience of their life has been, many will answer about a time of betrayal. All those called to walk the narrow path will at some point encounter Judas. How will you respond? Do you know how to recognize Judas when he shows up in your life? Can you keep Judas from bringing destruction to your life and ministry? How can you minimize what Judas cost you? Can you pass the test of absolute betrayal? Get your copy of The Judas Test, available in print and new audiobook, The Judas Test by Glenda Lomax, available now on Amazon.com.
Sold out for 30 pieces of silver? In Exodus 21:32, it is the price of a dead slave. In Leviticus 27:2-7, it is the price of a live one. Jesus was sold for the price of a bondservant. Precious Jesus, the Son of God, the Prince of Peace, the King of Kings, why did Judas sell his friend out so cheap?